What happened to our dish theme there? I heard a little of it. What, did the cart break? What's going on in there, Don? Did we use the equipment too hard today? Have we been using too many music beds? Just wear it out?
You interrupted my little dance here.
I can't
tune.
Go on with this now, Liz.
I know. There it is.
Especially after what we were just discussing, I really needed a transition. You know what I mean? Beans and cornbread. There we go.
Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans,
I think I handled that about as well as could be handled. Cornbread said, "Now that's all right." I'm sure you could have explained that much better. I watched Taylor age about 10 years during those last 3 minutes of radio. I think he actually has a gray hair now. His beard went gray. All right, time to talk restaurants on the dish. You can praise or zing a San Antonio area restaurant right now at 599-5555. Let's talk restaurants. Where have you been? Where have you tried? What's new? What's good out there? Maybe you're just coming back from lunch right now, and it was so good. You can't wait to tell everybody at work, and you're going to bring your doggy bag home. But tell us about it right now. Praise the food, the price, the service. Or maybe you tried a restaurant last night or over the weekend or on New Year's Eve. You had this or that restaurant experience. Did you go out New Year's Eve? Whole lot of people go out to dinner, make dinner reservations, do those special menus where restaurants have the special fixed menu. 599-5555 to praise or zing a restaurant. We're only doing this. The clock is running. We have 7 minutes left for you to get your call in to praise or zing a San Antonio restaurant. And by the way, we'll have results on the JR poll coming up. Question today on the poll, Senator Tebow, could Rick Santorum go all the way, or is he peaking right now? In case you've missed the headlines, Michelle Bachmann dropping out of the race, Rick Perry deciding to stay in the race, and President Obama campaigning in Cleveland, Ohio as we speak. 599-5555, and our good friend from Gang of Four, Nikki Young, is calling in. Happy New Year, Nikki Young.
Happy New Year, Jack Riccardi. That is definitely some hot and heavy topics going on today in the world of politics and entertainment, I tell you.
I tell you what. Well, how was your New Year's? What did you go and do?
I was at the Cameo Theater checking out the fireworks from the rooftop. It was a beautiful night, I'll say.
Very nice. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we are talking food after that lovely story and transitioning into
Thank
lunch.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you do the job that you can, right?
I work with what I have to work with. You know what I mean? I didn't make this world, Nikki. I just live here. You know what I mean?
Well, I wanted to talk about two places real quick. Big Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Their new location is over at Hildebrand and San Pedro, just on the other side of the tracks, and it is a fantastic. For the first time, I tried their fried Twinkies.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Yeah, I know that some people are like watching for their New Year's like diets and all that stuff, but like in a couple weeks when that has failed, go try it.
So you already know how you're going to fall off the wagon.
That's right.
There
go with the fried Twinkie at Big Bob's. And then while you are also off the sweet wagon there, go to Kate's Frosting and have some of their wonderful cupcakes. They have this wonderful one, Devil's Food Cake. And they have, like, several locations in town, but the one that's closest to Bob's. So you go to Bob's and then go to the one on Main, Kate's Frosting, and it's fantastic.
Oh, very nice. Well, Nikki, thanks for calling in. Look forward to seeing you on Gang of Four real soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. An actress and impresaria, maybe? Nikki Young. 599-5555 to get your call in to praise or zing a San Antonio area restaurant. David is on the radio. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm going to segue to the exact opposite of a fried Twinkie.
Okay.
And that's on Blanco Road, almost at Bitters. There's a restaurant called Toast, T-O-S-T.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a Brussels sprout appetizer. And it sounds like it's too good for you,
right?
And it's unbelievably great.
Now, what makes it so great?
It's done with care. it's done. It's just, if I knew that, I'd stay home and I'd cook. I wouldn't have to eat out.
Well, I mean, well, what have they done to the Brussels sprouts? How are they prepared?
They're sort of, sautéed with probably shallots, probably some hickory bacon.
Right.
It's just really, and some blue cheese or something.
So they're kind of dressed up.
They are dressed up to go out on the evening.
Yeah, because that's funny. You know, when you first said it, you know, I'm sure most people's reaction would be, "Oh, come on, Brussels sprouts! That's the food we dreaded as kids." But they've actually taken it and made something that you would really savor.
Exactly.
So Toast is 14415 Blanco Road. I remember there was another restaurant in that location that I had been to. I can't remember the name of it. But,
yeah, I've never been to that location, but it was reminiscent. I don't know if you remember on Northwest Military and Huebner, there used to be a place called Eclipse Cafe.
Which
also had great food at really reasonable prices. And maybe the prices were too reasonable, but they're no longer in business. But they were really good. And there used to be a place on 281 and 1604 called Luna Blue or Luna something. And that was really good as well. So these are all in the sort of same vein. Really good, good food. And at a reasonable price.
Are they open for lunch and dinner, David? Do you know?
You know, I have no idea. I've eaten there twice. Both of the time it's been the dinner. They may be. I have no idea.
All right. Thank you, David. Praise for Toast, T-O-S-T, 14415 Blanco Road.
But never was the painting's poignant reminder more evident. And staring out from the painting
were Brussels sprouts done in shallots and bacon.
Poignant.
And they were poignant. Some friends of ours got poignant. They're going to have their first kid later this year.
Poignant.
599-5555. Nick is on the radio on the dish. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, Jack? I'm a follower on Facebook, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, thank you.
I was born and raised in San Antonio, and I went back out there back in August, and there was a place that just started before I moved out here to California, and now it's grown pretty big. And it's family owned. It's owned by a military vet, and I believe he was a chef. But it's called Big Blue's Pizza It's off of South WWY in Rigsby. I don't know the address, but that's the cross street.
Yep.
But
no,
it's
you're right.
Amazing pizza. Oh my gosh! I mean, it's expanded. I believe he opened up a new restaurant right next door to it. So.
Somebody told me that he opened a burger place right nearby. I don't know if it's right next door, but right in the same neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't open in August when I was there, but supposedly my friend that lives there said that it's open now, and it's just as good as the pizza place next door. So, I recommend Big Blue's Pizza to anyone who's out in the southeast area. Yeah,
absolutely. 2048 Southwest, or South WW White, 2048 South WW White by Rigsby, off the Rigsby exit off 410. Very good. All right, Nick, thank you for the call from California. I think he's in an aviary right now with some exotic birds. But anyway, praise, and we've had so much of it over the years, for Big Blue's Pizza.
Gangster government. We have gangster government. When you see the administration appoint czars, car czars, wage czars, there's over 20 czars that have been appointed.
If it was an HBO series, it would be Barack Empire. Not even kidding.
Go ahead and tell him how much credit he deserves.
Well,
that was poignant. All right, that's the dish for today. We'll do it again tomorrow, 12:30. Quick installments, your calls to praise or zing a San Antonio area restaurant. And I don't think we've ever been more relieved to get the dish on the air than we were today. It's 12:40, 550 KTSA, Elizabeth Ruiz.